Thank you very much, Sam. Our last batch of news items is a real mixture. Amongst other items, we hear that a new head gardener is appointed for the Bishop's Garden. Britain in Bloom gardens feature and the real need to look after and provide for the nation's bee population is emphasised. The Scout movement in Norfolk received a boost as some members visit the World Jamboree, and a star of popular programme Love Island visits the city.
A new gardener has been appointed to care for a popular and historic garden. Sam Garland has been made head gardener for Norwich's Bishop's House Garden, chosen by the Bishop of Norwich. He will replace Simon Gash, who is the new head gardener at Somerleyton Hall near Lowestoft. Mr. Garland said, "I look forward to working in such a unique and varied garden, getting to know the other staff and volunteers, and working with the Bishop of Norwich to initiate horticultural practices that raise the garden's environmental credentials and make the garden a beacon of success for our environmentally led horticulture." He will move from the Royal Horticultural Society Garden, Wisley, in Surrey, and has previously worked at Norfolk's Swannington Manor.
Norwich's finest gardens were on show at the Britain in Bloom competition, and here are cherry picks. The competition awards the best community gardens across the country, and local community gardening group Norwich in Bloom rose to the challenge with a whistle-stop tour of the city's green highlights. The tour started at the Great Hospital with its manicured grounds before heading to the Plantation Gardens, which was left abandoned until 1980 and now celebrated for its rugged foliage. Smaller scale but equally blossoming gardens were en route too, with stops at Wall Road allotments, which produce fruit and vegetables, and the hanging baskets at the Adam and Eve pub. Julie Brochek-Coulton, a Labour City Councillor for Sewell Ward and member of Norwich in Bloom, said gardens are a prominent and vital part of the city, and the tour showed how strong our community is.
Scientists have made a leap forward in answering an unlikely question with critical importance for our countryside. What are bees' favourite flowers? Although it is easy to take these industrious insects for granted, they have vast importance to our ecosystems and economy, with a third of our food dependent on their pollination services, estimated to be worth £690 million per year to the UK economy. But there has been a drastic decline in their numbers in recent years, which has been attributed to factors including climate change, habitat loss, farm pesticide use, and disease. Understanding a bee's preferred sources of pollen could give valuable information to the farmers who rely on them and the conservationists trying to save them. So the Norwich-based Earlham Institute, in partnership with the University of East Anglia, has developed a new method to rapidly analyse pollen collected from bees netted in the field to discover which plants and flowers they originate from. Rather than relying on time-consuming analysis of pollen grains under a microscope, the new method uses reverse metagenomics to identify the plants which individual bees have visited using a portable DNA sequencer called Minion. Dr. Richard Leggett, group leader at EI, said the speed of this on-site analysis could boost understanding of where bees look for pollen, which could inform decisions on the correct wildflowers to plant on arable field margins and tell farmers if pollinators are visiting the plants they need them to.
A group of scouts from Norfolk have travelled to West Virginia to join the World Jamboree. 18 scouts from the Norfolk-based scout group Unit 18 Iceni joined 45,000 scouts from around the world for the 24th World Scout Jamboree. The group, aged between 15 and 18, explored different cultures with Cultural Celebration Day, where they tried delicacies from different countries and served tea and biscuits. The scouts also tried new activities such as kayaking and zip lining. Mark Pearson, the scout's Suffolk County Commissioner, said, "They're on their second week now, they are in good spirits and having fun. As well as physical activities, the Scouts have been discussing world issues at a mock UN debate. Mr. Pearson added, "It's all about developing people for the world, teaching skills that will set them up for their career. That includes everything from physical activities to meeting new people and understanding world issues."
Love Island's Danny Williams will swap love triangles for throwing shapes on the dance floor when he comes to a Norwich club. Danny, a 21-year-old model from Hull, will be heading to Mantra in Prince of Wales Road this Thursday, August the 8th, for a meet and greet. Fans of the hit ITV2 reality show also love watching his Harry Potter impressions and wand duels with best mate Jordan Hames, Michael Griffiths and Tommy Fury, who is also coming to Mantra on August the 22nd. Glenn Sarabi, general manager at Mantra, said, "We at Mantra are proud to be hosting Danny from this year's Love Island this Thursday."
Organisers of Norwich City of Ale 2019 are enjoying the taste of success after hailing this year's event the most successful yet. More than 11,000 visitors wet their whistles in the city's pubs during this year's week-long event, in which a record number of breweries took part. Festival co-chairman Dawn Leader said, "It looks like our best festival ever, and I think the word is spreading. I've always said from the start of City of Ale that it's a slow burner. People now know what we're about, and they come from far and wide. A report into the festival revealed it drew drinkers into the city's venues a total of 11,036 times, an increase from 10,046 in 2018, despite five fewer pubs taking part. All pub landlords who took part saw an increase in trade."
Well, we've now arrived at the end of this edition of Chatterbox, and we hope you have enjoyed it. You will, of course, this week also have the memory stick with Norfolk Magazine in your wallet. As usual, we will remind you that when you have finished with recording, pop the memory sticks in the wallet supplied and drop it in a postbox, not forgetting to turn the address label over. We always mention this, but it is worth repeating that you do not have to pay any postage at all, as the postal service is free.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition, and thanks go to everyone on this Thursday's team which has produced it. The editor today was Christine Gillam, and the sound recordist was Eddie Elmhurst. We always like to hear from you, so please do call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. We do have an answer phone, and you can always leave a message and we will get back to you as soon as we can. The office is not always manned, so don't worry if it takes a day or so for us to get back to you, because we always will. You can also visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. So now, as we reach the end of this week's edition, we'll say goodbye from me, Chris, and...
Morning.